saith the Lord God. I'm for it, saith the everlasting Father. Yet I am ready to clothe myself upon the earth, saith the Lord. Clothe myself upon the whole earth, saith the Lord. And I'm ready to lay by all my secret places for my people, saith the Lord. And I'm ready to lay by all my judgment for mine enemies, saith the Lord. Yeah, I'm ready, saith thine everlasting Father, to open all my fountains of living water for the obedient, saith the Lord. Of water, wormwood for mine enemies, saith the Lord. Oh, Kaba Shika. Oh. Yeah, I'm ready, saith thy Father, to open up all my seven rivers of living water to my obedient people, saith the Lord.
To the fiery pit, to rise no more. God and Maker, religion and war.
Oh, but yea, I am ready to make all rivers a sea of fire for mine enemies, saith the Lord. O Kashika, Inkariala Bohoshiaya. Oh, 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 oh,
the
government.
Clothe upon the earth, saith the Lord, to open up the blood of heaven in which every living thing hath died for my people, saith the Lord. The sea of blood for the disobedient, saith the Lord, and strike it with my fire. Oh, Kashika Baranda Haya. Oh, oh, aha. Oh, the everlasting Father, to open up all my garden of Eden for my obedient people, saith the Lord. So set before my Garden of Eden. My angel with my fiery sword. Yea, that none of the disobedient shall enter, saith the Lord. Ikabara Shita. Mako Shekala. New heavenly Jerusalem, and not be shut day nor night, saith the Lord. To my obedient people, yea, three gates on the east, yea, three gates on the west, and three gates on the south, and three gates on the north. I am ready to open up my heavenly Jerusalem, saith the Lord, for my obedient people. Set before the gates of my new Jerusalem. Oh, lakes of fire. Yea, for the disobedient, saith the Lord. So yea, it might be fulfilled the promise I made to my son, that thine enemy shall die before the gates, saith the Lord. Abominators, yea, and our perjurers, our liars, our religious lies shall enter into my gates. Why, yea, they shall stop at the gate and repent of their way and then be cleansed. Why, yea, I shall carry them down in utter destruction, saith the Lord God. This is not a life thing I speak of. Why, yea, I bow my head once more to come down, and then I bow my head to no man from henceforth, saith the Lord. Because she comes. Send my angels inside of me into the earth for the protection of my people, obedient people, saith the Lord. That do protect thee, my obedient people. Yea, shall bear the fire sword against thine enemies and against mine enemies, saith the Lord. Because she cried. Servant to roll before thee the new covenant of the everlasting creation, saith the Lord. And yea, I have caused him to fall in the old covenant, saith the Lord, and make it one with a new covenant, saith the Lord. One, saith the Lord. in one covenant. I do now roll up the old covenant, son. Oh, and I do lay them aside, saith the Lord. And I do put them inside of my new Jerusalem. Yeah, that all may learn when they enter in. Covenant given unto thee and demonstrated by my servant before thee. I do now, yea, descend into the heavens, even to the seat of Satan, and I say unto him, thou hast been cast down. thou shalt weep. Thou shalt walk in weeping. Thou shalt weep before the people of the world. But thou shalt not bow, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Oh. Oh. Why, I have made thee a flame of fire that doth burn out in thee. Thou shalt not bow to weakness. Thou shalt not sin. And yea, furthermore, saith the Lord, thou shalt not even bow to death. Saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt walk before me, and yea, concerning the works of my hand, yea, with the mouth of faith I have given thee, thou shalt say, hath been, and it shall be done unto thee, saith the Lord. That I have slipped down upon thee, saith the Lord. In there is hidden all of my secrets. In there stands the mount of the return of my son, saith the Lord. And yet all those that are inside shall meet him in the air with a mount, saith the Lord. Thee before me, that I might cleanse thee of all of my way, of all of thy ways, that I might fill thee with my finished everlasting way, which is fire, glory, and blood, saith the Lord. Were crucified in weakness. Yea, he hath now returned unto my strength and unto my power, and he shall not be walking in weakness anymore. unto thee the mystery of the three gates, saith the Lord. The three gates. Three to the east. Three to the west. Three to the north. And three to the south. Yea, one of these gates shall be occupied by my son. Oh, with a pit of fire, a lake of fire in his bowels. And yea, they shall come, no matter what direction or what nation or what blood, and they shall cast the old ways over into that lake of fire, saith the Lord. And yea, I shall speak to thee about the second gate, saith the Lord. The second gate, yea, shall be me and my son, yea, with a sea of forgetfulness, saith the Lord. And then they shall walk to that gate, and they shall cast their old bride into the sea of my forgetfulness, saith the Lord. Yeah, I would speak to thee about the third gate, and it is finished, saith the Lord. The third gate is the bosom of Abraham. The third gate is the gate of thy everlasting Father. The third gate is the heart of thy loving God. And if I shall enter into that third gate through the heart of my love, I shall possess the city, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord, I do roll all these things together in a mighty wind, a dissension of the baptism of my new Jerusalem, saith the Lord, and I do set it down over thee like a box, if thou will receive it, saith the Lord. Dost thou receive it? Yea, then it hath been done. A shout! Testimony, and all may be as one. I shall now lead you through each gate at a time for a renewing of thy experience so that I can settle down inside of my new Jerusalem, saith the Lord. Are you ready? Everyone lift your hand. Lord Jesus, I accept. You're right there before me. Gate number one. Born in your resurrection, full of born in your fire and glory, with a lake of fire in your bowels and in the bowels of my Father. And I do by faith say that all my own nature and all the working of Satan has been cast into that lake of fire and has been destroyed. first time to gate number two. Yeah, which is me and my son inside me. Yeah, and in my mind and in my memory, going even down through my body, over behind my back, is a great sea of forgetfulness, saith the Lord. Oh, yea, thou shalt not bring into thy old life, into the new city. But yea, right now, thou wilt come before me and say, Lord God, Lord Jesus, I accept you're right there before me. Oh, with a sea of forgiveness in your mind and in the mind of my Father. All my past life, all my old ways has been placed in that sea of forgiveness and hath sunk forever out of sight. Hakasha! Saith the Lord thy God. Yea, even the gate in which I do stand, the bosom of Abraham, saith the Lord. Even the heart of our Lord Jesus, who hath now become one with me. And yea, we have a heart, a large place, which thou shalt enter in. And now thou shalt follow me into that gate, saith the Lord. Are you ready? Lord Jesus, and Lord my Father, right before me is set, oh, your gate of love, your heart of love, in which I by faith accept that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed upon your heart and has been absorbed into your heart. Now just feel him baptize you right here. Mm. Of course, you don't believe that. You do, too. Now, here is the order of God. Is to move into an explanation of what has just happened to you concerning the New Jerusalem. And then he'll proceed with his next step, which is to begin to, inside of that city, begin to set in order those that are ready. Ooh, everybody's transfiguring and moving with fire, aren't they? In simple language, the second Adam, Jesus Christ, the quickening spirit, in the finished work, returned you and I to the dominion that was lost in the first Adam. And he reinstated the covenant of the first Adam, which was upon all the earth. Should he have dominion over every living thing that lives and creepeth and moves and flies. But the first Adam couldn't do it because he tried to do it through Satan. Now the generation of the new Adam through Christ hath been given dominion. And let me tell you the promise of our Father to you, and it'll be confirmed. He says to each one of you individually, if you stand in faith in thy dominion, I don't care if the whole world falls around you. The promise made to Moses. If you stand individually and collectively loyal to this dominion, then he'll bring you all and the whole creation through. But nevertheless, if there's only one of you left, if you'll stand, the promise is this. If you'll stand and you're the only one left, I'll bring the world down around you in fire and ashes, and I'll start anew with you. Do you accept that covenant?
Yes.
Lord Jesus, my Father, it has been accepted. Now remember, he said that you shall compromise with nothing. Not man shall bow to nothing. Even though you may weep like a woman, you shall not bow. Because this was the fall of the first Adam, bowing. Shall not bow to man. You shall not bow to woman. Because this was the fall of the first Adam, bowing to woman. And he said, you shall not bow to beast or demons. Shall not fall down and begin to holler, oh, they're hurting me. You shall rise. And listen, concerning the works of my hand, he said, you shall, by my favor I've given you, you shall command me. By commanding me hath been delivered, I will move through you in power and destroy. Listen now. This is a fulfillment of the promise. Said in that day it shall come to pass, before they call, I will answer. And why? speaking, my glory shall fall upon him. And he said, concerning, finish it up. He said, concerning the works of my hand, he said, command ye me. He said, because I am obligated, I am tied to you by your act of faith, and that's the way I want it. Because I want myself moving through your body in power and dominion. He said, you shall not bow to any demon. Neither shall you bow to angels. No, sir. This has been the downfall of many of God's people. They got to fall in angel worship. But know this, every angel that appeared before you in the new kingdom, you are given as a commander to that angel. May get you a little while to get this thing straightened out, but it is moving already. You said you shall not bow to rich men. Now that means rich in money and rich in position. Because this has been the downfall of God's people before. They have taken upon them an inferiority despised complex. And the glowing looks of rich men and great men has smoked them. Well, he said, I put all things under your feet. And he confirmed that. Through the prophet Jeremiah said, oh, Lord, though I am but a child, he said, that does not matter. I have made thee with words of fire, and I shall speak, and kingdom shall fall. And I shall weep, and fire shall move. Listen now, neither shall thou bow, by all means, to the spirit of compromise. This has been the downfall of more of God's people than any other one thing. Looking at people, great plans. Religious folks are warlike people, either one. And listen to them say, listen, if you just come in and get here with me, we could work this thing out. You're destined to the pit, one way or another. I don't want any of your ways, because the ways of the everlasting Father are committed unto me. I bear his covenant. Now you see why? You see why that I kept moving with you not to sit down and get folks' opinion about things, but to move in the spirit of life? You're to quit discussing folks' opinion, lest you get trapped into respecting other people's opinion outside of the kingdom. You will only have opinions when you get tied together one in the spirit, and then you can talk. Now I want to speak something else to you, and I want this very plain. When John the Apostle in the book of Revelation was walking around in the heavens, there appeared to him a spiritual person, one of the dead saints. And he fell down before that dead saint, one of the dead gone on to heaven saints. You remember that? You know what that dead Saint told him. He said, see that thou do it not. Because one of the favorite tricks of Satan is to make himself appear as Peter or Paul or someone else. Oh, yes. With apparitions. And since you've so filled with the love of your family and your heavenly family and the ancestors, first thing you know, he'll have you down before some of those worshipers. Thou shalt not. No kind of apparition shall thou bow before. And he has set this in order so that you, when you come before him, you do not bow unless he bows you by the Holy Ghost. Because he paints himself with this picture. I have now stood in an upright position. And you shall stand also in an upright position. Now, it ought to become very plain. If you're moving in the kingdom and in these churches, you get out of line, you'll be bowed. You can bet on that. Some of you have already seen the bowing power, but now it has become greater. You can bet on that. There is order in God's kingdom. But this old false humility thing of going around worshiping everything that appears to you, thou shalt not. And he meant this thing about sickness, disease. Thou shalt no more go to mourning about that sickness, disease, or weakness, nothing else. He said, you shall stand upright on your feet. Say, I'll just go to bed. Now you shall stand upright on your feet. You shall come to me face to face and say, Lord, thou hast said that I am healed. Therefore, I am healed. Suspected it though, didn't you? You've been seeing a little bit of it slip out of me every once in a while over the past few years, haven't you? And you sort of suspected that's what it's going to be, didn't you? You have bowed your knee long enough. Now he has lifted you up out of bondage. Now the Lord would have me to tell you, give you a testimony. I came before the throne to be commissioned. And I started to bow down, and he said, get up from there. He said, I shall commission you face to face first. And you shall stand. Unless the power gets too great, you can't stand. Said, then you shall back up to me, and I shall strike thee twice more, and you'll not know what I'm doing. So that's what I did. And he spoke these words. He said, now you are an ambassador of me. An ambassador is just a little bit lower than a servant. Did you know that? I thought the servant was the lowest position. But he said, now you're an ambassador. And he said, you shall bow your head to no man. You shall not mistreat any. You shall move in love. But you shall call no man master. You shall bow your knees to nothing. And then he went over the line, just exactly what I gave you. Do you believe this? This is where he has raised you up to. Now let me explain the mystery. Revelation, the 21st chapter, starting with verse 10. And he carried me away into the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. A spiritual city. A city that's unseen. Okay. Having the glory of God and her light like unto a stone most precious, even like to a jasper stone. And had a wall great and high, and 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. Notice this, that everything is finished about the city except the gates. The foundation's finished. The walls are finished. The light in it's finished. Everything's finished except the gates. So you don't have to build a wall that already been built with suffering and blood. You won't even have to build a foundation that already been built with suffering and blood. But your job will be to put gates on them. Fire, sea of long suffering, the bosom of Abraham. And in that new Jerusalem, and you already started suspecting this, I have already delivered you through the tapes all the covenants that are on the inside of it. The gates, 1, 2, 3, you will enter them in, and then they can get the covenants. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now there are a lot of other things you'll learn about it. You didn't know this was happening to you. For all you that missed all that other, now you're going to have to go back and make it up. And blessed are you that followed one step at a time. And growled at me every step of the way because I want you to move in those tapes. But now the plan of salvation for the new creation is the 3 gates. And then inside will be the establishment of them in the covenants. All the workings that has been delivered to you. And then there will be more coming. Without realizing it, you have begun to move in some of those things that are going on inside of there. Brother Pelham just got through ministering something in there. If I'd have told him it was in the New Jerusalem, it'd have scared him to death. So I had to deliver him with much rebuke, hard stares, until he got it, and he got it just exactly the way the Lord wanted it. But you didn't know that was something going on inside of New Jerusalem, did you? You wasn't supposed to, because the wind was blowing. You was outside, and it was blowing on you. And Brother Ron has got some going, and some songs. Got a song about all the covenants. Lee didn't even know what she was doing. You don't have to know. You felt the inspiration, didn't you? You didn't have to know. It's all right. Let me know, and then when you move into knowledge, you can know. Cheryl got some. Ron. Barbara got some. She didn't know what she's doing. She didn't know she was fixing things that was on the inside of the New Jerusalem, did she? She sat there and got inspiration, the wind blowing off of my words and blowing from everywhere. But you didn't know once the wind started blowing, they just fill the air, don't you? Once you get them moving inside it, you got all living things have died. One of the things that'll be learned inside of the New Jerusalem. And it's already put in there. And without realizing it also, we begin to be set in order before we ever got in. That's what God said, before they call, I'll answer. So I'm not going to wait till you get in there. I'll set you in order. We begin to get set in order in our baby's life, didn't we? To fulfill what God said. In that day shall a suckling play on the hole of an ass, and shall handle a scorpion or a cockroach, and it shall not hurt them. We already got set in the order of marriage, didn't we? And in the order of the church. Those three things. You didn't know that was where you were getting set in, did you? If you had, you'd say, how in the world can I do that? Because I'm not even inside yet. Not realizing that God, before he does anything, he sets an order. And also, we're the seed of Jacob. You didn't know we're the seed of Jacob. And one of the things that he requires of us being the seed of Jacob is before we get anything, we send gifts ahead to make peace. So I sent you a gifts of you ahead. So now look here, I've done this in obedience, and they've done it in obedience. Now how about it? Oh, he requires it. You don't have any choice. But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? He requires, because if he descends upon you without you being set in order, you'll be counted with the wicked. Wouldn't you? If you went walking into that city, no one set in order, and the city streets empty, and you running in confusion? Being smarter than you and I, either one, even though we think every once in a while we know something, being smarter than all of us put together, he just sets you in order in principle before he puts you in there. Now we will be moving now in the heavenly ordination of the ministries. He already painted a picture of that, didn't he? He already set three in. Not put them in, but he got them before him there, and he set them in, yet he reserved the fullness of the ministry to do it over again. Did you notice that? But he did it for a demonstration. He showed just exactly how it's going to be done. It shall not be me or a group of people ordaining you, because you are now a heavenly calling. And you will be put in Christ. And there he will clothe upon you and ordain you. I don't care who you are, whether you're that high or that high. That's where you'll go. I'm in the Father, you and me, and I and you. Because you cannot be ordained on the earth, they call it. But even though you're in this world, you're not of it. If the order of this thing is true, that's exactly what he says. In my finished work, I make my people in this world, yet not of the world. And then inside of that New Jerusalem, and I want to explain this, I want you to listen to it closely, everybody. Inside of that New Jerusalem, we'll learn more about this later, and inside of our Father God, and inside of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is able now to stretch himself out anywhere, and this is what he done, clothed on the whole earth. But inside is the Mount of Olives, or the Mount of the place of the return of Christ. And only those in the New Jerusalem will know when he's coming. And then they shall rise in ascension upon that mount, fulfill, meet him in the air. Now, it will not be the resurrection, not time of death. That's the time of the completion of the plan then. That is when the sacrifices of God start. You didn't know he was going to make a sacrifice out of the wicked of the world, didn't you? Did you know that? There'll be many fire destruction, but he's going to sacrifice. And when he hits that mountain, what did he say that mountain was going to do? What do you remember? It's going to cleave in two. Isn't that what he said? Going to split half in two. Half of it's going to go outside the city. Half of it stay inside the city. And on that half of that hill outside is where the same place they crucified Jesus is where he's going to make his sacrifice. Gog and Magog. But inside, he shall make his sacrifice of you. And all that, well, it's not going to be like the wicked, is it? There he's going to deliver unto you the fullness of your ministry right on that same mountain. But he's going to cut out. Didn't it say it's going to cleave in two? All right. Then you explain to me what else it means. You know it's true. Quit wrestling with it in your mind. Lay your towel on your head there, Brother Pelham. Bernice, where's your towel? Put a rag on her head. Oh, you cover you both of you with it. Oh. Well, you can make no mistake about it. He lays judgment to the line. Between now and then,